Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah Wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Habiballah Wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah It is stated Devi's Ummadi channel That the noble The most perfect, the intercessor of the Ummah, and the best of creation, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam, he has mentioned that whoever recited the Holy Quran, he recited the Holy Quran and praised Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he recited Salat upon the Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. And then he asked for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. He has sought goodness from its source. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Mandi channel, welcome yet again to this silsila and in this episode. And what is this silsila? This silsila is called Easy Rewards. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. Such a beautiful silsila. What is Easy Rewards? This Devi's Ummadi channel is to teach me and you that everything we do in our daily lives, those daily activities that me and you do, everything we do on a daily basis, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we try to learn three things. The things that make this bad, this an evil act, or those things that we do as a formality, or we might know that it is a good thing, but we are still being deprived of those good things. And we try to learn that this is the bad, refrain from this. Don't do this as a formality. Why? Because this is a good, yebi neki here. This is also an easy reward. So let's try to do this. And especially in this beautiful month of Ramadan, let's try to make the intention that everything we learn, especially within these episodes, I will try to do the intentions according to the situation, according to my daily activities. Why? Because this will be a means of forgiveness maybe for me and for you, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Mandi channel, today inshallah in this episode we are going to talk about how we can go to the masjid and what intentions we can make. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. In this blessed month of Ramadan, as I've mentioned before, that people, you know, we have a jazbah, we have a certain, you know, passion and interest to suddenly start doing more good deeds and suddenly start doing, you know, more good acts, more forms of worship, reading the Holy Quran, reading, you know, our namaz, catching up our salah if we have qadha, trying to, you know, learn the books of ahadith, etc., etc. And one of the things that we do is go to the Taraweeh namaz and go to our five daily prayers. You know, in this beautiful month of Ramadan, because, you know, Iblis, the big shaitan himself, is locked up. He's the main shaitan. And he is locked up. And we see that because of him, a lot of us, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we're able to battle. We find it easier to battle with our nafs and, you know, the other shayateen who are still with us. The other shayateen who are, you know, when we are born, they are assigned to us. So we find it easier to, you know, fight with them. And the other thing is, we find it easier, why? Because there's groups of people, every single namaz going to the masjid, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. I do dua that we go to the masjid every single day. May not one day come in Ramadan where we don't go to the masjid. We should try to go for every single namaz as well. And not just every single namaz, especially the Taraweeh namaz. Inshallah azza wa jal. Reading, you know, the Taraweeh namaz with Jamaat, inshallah azza wa jal. But, Devi is a Mandi channel. Like I say in every single episode, Do we know what intentions we should make? Are we making the bad intentions of going to the masjid? For example, I will try to give a couple of examples, DVs of Madhi channel, that where we can go wrong in going to the masjid. Because this is a beautiful act. But if you're making the intention, for example, that if people have come to your house, you don't normally go to the masjid. Now, just to show people that, you know what, I'm a pious man, I'm a good person, and I am a person who's righteous, I'm going to the masjid. You don't ever normally go to the masjid. You probably go to the masjid and the people probably say, oh, mashallah, you've come after a long time. Or people might not even recognize you in that masjid. They might say, oh, a newcomer. But just for your family, your guests, or whoever's come to your house, you're showing them. You know, this is a scenario I'm giving. You're showing them that, you know what, I'm a pious person. I read my salah. I read my namaz. Then when you go to read namaz, are you reading for Allah and His Rasul? Or are you reading to show people? This is another topic in itself. But going to the masjid, you know, this has a knock-on effect of bad. Meaning, you go to the masjid for people. Now, are you reading for people? Are you going to read the Quran now for people as well? Are you going to do masafaha? You know, give salam to people, for those people, to show that I am a good person. This is something we must bear in our mind, DVs of Madhi channel, that before we even make the good intentions, we should know that what's a bad intention. And one real bad intention, especially in the month of Ramadan, this beautiful month, like I said, one good thing is multiplied by many good deeds, but one bad deed can also be multiplied by many bad. One thing we have to remember, dear viewers of Madhi channel, is that we are not doing anything for anyone. We are doing this to please Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the first bad intention that you are you making this? Let's all think. Has there ever come a time where you go to the masjid for the people? If it is, then we should be scared. We should do tawbah. And we should really check, you know, check and check again our intentions. Change our intentions. This isn't for people. This isn't for this person or that person. There might come a time where people have come to your house and you've decided, I'm going to the masjid. Now all of a sudden you've decided. But again, you have to think to yourself, where were you yesterday? Where were you the day before? So this is the first thing I want to mention. The second thing I want to mention that might be, you know, an evil intention in our hearts while making our intentions for going to the masjid is that when we intend to go to the masjid, the Views of Monday channel, we start telling people. Sometimes we might tell people for a good reason, come with me, let's go. But sometimes we might know 110% that this person is going to work. He won't be able to come to the masjid with me. But let's tell him so he knows that I'm going to the masjid. Is this ever the case, dear viewers of Madhi channel? This is also very, 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 you could say, sly in a way. That you are putting your point across. You are making sure this person knows that you are going to the masjid. You're not doing it for anybody else, but you're doing it. Maybe you had an argument with him. Maybe you were arguing over a masla. Maybe he wanted you to do something. And, you know, you didn't do it. He was upset with you. Now, you're going to do something in such a way where he can't do it. And you're going to be upset with him to show him that, look, huh, see, I told you that you should be understanding. These are not the right intentions to make, the views of Madhi channel, especially in this month of Ramadan. Because this often happens as well. Now, whatever the reason may be, you are telling a certain person, knowing that he can't go to the masjid with you. You are telling him directly. Alone or in front of people. In front of people, this is a different story. But you are telling somebody that, look, come to the masjid with me. I'm going to the masjid. You won't even say I'm going to the masjid. But you're saying, I'm going to go and maybe read Quran and read namaz with Jamaat. Ajo, let's go. He knows you're talking about the masjid. And you know deep down inside, he's going to work. Or he's going to a family member. Or he's a guest of somebody today. Or he's got something very important to do. You know he's going to say no. So are you doing this for him? This is another negative intention that we might have, the views of Monday channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The views of Monday channel. Now that we've talked about the negatives of how one person can make you know, astaghfirullah wa a'udhu billah, Allah save us from this, a bad intention for going to the masjid, and then all those rewards are wasted and having a knock-on effect. But now I want to go into making the intentions for going to the masjid, making those good intentions. But before I mention them, I want to mention one small thing. Like with every single daily activity, there's two scenarios. There might be one where you're doing this as a formality. You know that this is a good thing. Everybody knows that this is a good thing, alhamdulillah. But you are so used to going to the masjid in the month of Ramadan, which is a beautiful thing as well. That look at his habit. His habit is going to the masjid. But is he missing out on those rewards? Are you missing out on those rewards? Those extra rewards that probably could be those extra deeds that you needed on the Day of Judgment to get you through, to get you to go to Jannah. Are you missing out on those rewards, the viewers of Madani Channel? So you have to ask yourself, just like in this beautiful environment on Da'wat Islami, that constantly remind us, refrain from all the bad, but try to do all the good. Just like this here again, going to the masjid is a beautiful habit. But are you going with full good intentions? You might make one or two. I'm here to tell you, don't make one or two. Try to make as many. Again, we're in this beautiful month of Ramadan. One intention can lead to so many. And now so many things, so many good intentions will lead to many, many, many good rewards. And now again, if this is in a Friday, in the month of Ramadan, your deeds are multiplied by many. But on a Friday, alhamdulillah azawajal, imagine going, making the intention for Jummah Salah. You are going on Jummah. You're going to the masjid. Imagine how much rewards you will get just from the time of you leaving your house and going to the masjid. In that time, either you're walking it or you're going by car. How much rewards have already been added into your account without any sin, alhamdulillah azawajal. How amazing is this? So let's try to make the mindset that whatever intentions I say today, because we're going every single day anyway, let's include these intentions for going to the masjid. As we both know, ye bi neki here, and we both know that this is a very easy reward as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The first intention, dear viewers of Madani Channel, like every other daily activity, is we should go to the masjid to please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is first and foremost before every single daily activity. Then we look at what's mentioned in the blessed books of Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliya. He's mentioned that one of the first intentions that you should make when you are going to the masjid, that I am intending to go for salah. Now sometimes we go, we know we are going for salah, but we don't intend this. We just say, I'm going to the masjid. We don't have in our heart that I am going to the masjid for my salah. We forget that part, for my salah. We just, you know, because it's a formality, it's a habit, I'm going to the masjid. So make sure, when you make this intention, that I am going to the masjid, add this part, that I am going for my salah. As the one who is on the way to the masjid as well, it is as if I is in salah. And the one who is waiting for his masjid, it's as if as he is in his salah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. So make this intention that I am going for my salah. This is a big intention and a big reward. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And in this intention, it goes on, the viewers of Madani Channel, it's mentioned that I accept the call for salah of the muadzin. What does this mean? That when the person who stands up to do the adhan and he recites, you know, Hayya alal falah, Hayya alal falah, or Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah. You know, he is calling people towards the masjid, hasten towards the salah, etc., etc., in the adhan. He is telling you advice in the, you know, if we ever look at the translation of the adhan, it is telling us, it is a message in there. And do we have this knowledge of what the message is in the adhan? One small part of the adhan is this, to hasten towards the salah. Come towards the salah, come towards the masjid and read your salah. So this intention, that I accept the call for salah of the muadzin, meaning to say that I accept the azan, the message of the azan, this is also a good intention. And this happens, the viewers of Madani Channel. Maybe we make the intention to go to the masjid, and maybe we make that intention that I am going for my salah. But very little of us make that intention that I will also listen to the azan, and I accept the azan, and I will repeat after the azan. Do you know, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the azan, just listening to the azan and repeating every single word uttered by the muadzin, the one who is delivering the azan, there is over millions and millions of reward. Millions of reward. And you can find this in the book of Laws of Salah, another book written by Amiri al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah. So when the Mu'adhin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and you who are listening, not only you get rewarded for listening, but now you are getting rewards for actually reciting Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And there's millions of rewards throughout the azan, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Only if we can make this intention to make this a habit of listening and reciting after the azan, then look, dear viewers of Madi channel, we're in the blessed month of Ramadan. Imagine how much rewards that we can collect, how much rewards we can get just by doing small acts of deeds. Small acts, small efforts, big rewards, massive and abundance of deeds. Then we look into the intention. It doesn't just stop here, dear viewers of Madi channel. It goes on to say that I will also make salam to any Muslim I meet on the way. So before you even get to the masjid, you make the intention of acting upon the sunnah. Allahu Akbar. You are giving salam to people along the way. Now when you give salam to the people along the way, not only is this a sunnah that you are acting upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is also a very big reward, a very big deed, that you are following the way of the sunnah. You are following the way of the Prophet. Not only that, this brings love within the community. This brings love between Muslim brothers. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, before even going to the masjid and arriving at the masjid, you are already acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I want to mention another intention, dear viewers of Mandi channel, that when you go to the masjid, along the way, you know, before you've even reached the masjid, if possible, it's mentioned here that I will try to encourage at least one Muslim brother to accompany me to perform salah in the masjid. Now, why is this an intention? Because I mentioned in the negatives that sometimes people tell people, you know, I'm going to the masjid. You are telling the person why. You want him to know that I'm going to the masjid. You want him to feel that you're a very good man. You're a pious person. You know, you go to the masjid. You offer your namaz. You are revealing your good deeds. There's two things here, dear viewers on the channel. Are you falling into this trap? And two, what is the trap? This trap is pride. This trap is, you know, you are making yourself feel good. And you probably making him feel very bad. That, you know what, I am a very good person. I'm showing him that I am following the sunnah. I am acting upon the commandments. But why are you acting upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal? Why are you following the sunnah? Is it to show him? So these two things, be careful while making this intention, dear viewers of Madi channel, because this is a very dangerous one. But it is a very, very, very big reward at the same time. Why? Because if you look into the Madani pools, if you look into the wisdom of this, if you take somebody, you encourage one Muslim brother solely to please Allah and His Rasul, remember, for every single step that you take towards the masjid, the angels, inshallah, azawajal, they will accompany you. Not only that, for every single step that you take, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be rewarded for this. Not only that, you will be rewarded for every single breath you take in the masjid. Not only that, every time you read the Quran, for every single breath you take, you will also be rewarded. Not only that, when you read a mosque, for every single breath you take, for every single step you are in the masjid, you are rewarded alone. But now you have taken a brother with you. Now every time he walks, every single step he takes, every single breath he makes, all towards and in the masjid. Now because of you, he is doing this. Whatever he does, you will also get rewarded for this without his reward being lessened. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of our Rabb. So, refrain from the bad in this intention. Why? Because if you truly make this intention to please Allah and His Rasul, Allahu Akbar, the amount of benefits that you can get and that person can get as well, it's unbelievable. It's uncountable. And let's make this intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will try to act upon what has been said. Every time I go to the masjid, I will try to act upon these intentions, especially mentioned in the book of Amiri al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatul Aliyah. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will try my best that whenever I go to the masjid, I will make the correct intentions, refraining from the bad and acting upon all the good. Dear viewers of Madi channel, unfortunately, yet again, we've come to the end of this silsila, this episode called Easy Rewards Asar Nekia, where we learn that this part of our daily routine, this action that we are doing every single day, this is also a good deed, and how we can refrain from the bad intentions and start making good intentions. Not just doing it as a formality as well, but now we are acting upon this, we have to do this anyway. Now we have to do this anyway. Along with this, Allah's mercy is descending upon us. The Prophet Muhammad is pleased with us. Why? Because we're making a good intentions. Today we've tried to touch up upon those intentions that one can make while going to the masjid. As it is the blessed month of Ramadan, and as it is known that the blessed mercy of Allah, His heart's mercy, is at its peak in this beautiful month. Now let's make the intentions, you know, let's try to act upon what has been said by now refraining from the evil intentions and not just doing things as a formality. Because people do this. In Ramadan, it's a formality to go to the masjid because X, Y, and Z is going. But no, let's make these intentions that I am going to please Allah and His Rasul. I'm going to read my Salah. I'm going to read the Quran. Along with this, I will take somebody with me. I won't do this to please anybody else, but I will only do this to please Allah. If he becomes an alim, I'll gain reward. If he becomes a mufti, I'll gain reward, etc., etc. We've tried to touch up on this, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And just like this, in further episodes, we will talk more about our daily activities, especially in Ramadan, and how one can attain the very pinnacle, you know, the fruits of every single daily activity, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Try to keep watching Madhi channel. Don't watch any other channel except Madhi channel in this beautiful month of Ramadan. And I guarantee you, there will be nothing but blessings for you and your family. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Easy reward, easy reward.